Welcome to Minghui Radio's Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
South Korea. A significant court ruling exposing the illegality of communist interference in South Korea's cultural sovereignty was issued in the city of Changchun on April 30th. Shenyun Performing Arts had applied to Kangwon National University to perform at the Bakryong Art Center on May 6th and 7th. The performing arts company received approval on April 1st. The Chinese embassy in South Korea then raised objections, and the university's permission to use the venue was revoked on April 16th. According to insiders, the Korea Education Department and Kangwon National University were pressured by higher organizations to revoke the use of the venue. A court in Changchun ruled on April 30th that Kangwon National University's cancellation of Shenyun shows was illegal. Shenyun's shows would go on as scheduled. Secretary of the Korea Falun Dafa Association, Wu Shili, said, "This ruling amounts to the court publicly announcing for the past 18 years the CCP's attempt to stop Shenyun performances and its embassy's interference in South Korea's internal politics and actions, which violates cultural sovereignty, is against the law. The court ruling on this occasion marks a turning point for Chinese embassies interfering in Shenyun shows."
USA, 54 Virginia state senators and members of the state's House of Delegates wrote a joint letter to U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, asking the U.S. government to double its efforts to stop the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of Falun Gong, acknowledge the CCP's forced organ harvesting, and ensure that items produced by forced labor are not imported into the United States. The letter was initiated by delegates Eric Zur from the 51st District of Virginia and David Barlova from the 11th District of Virginia, and was co-signed by 7 state senators and 47 delegates from both parties in Virginia. The letter was also copied to the Virginia federal senators and congressmen. The letter said, "We ask the Department of State to take actions to help educate Americans about this tragedy and what they can do to be part of the solution. Specifically, we are concerned that patients from the United States who go to China for organ transplants do not know that the organs they may receive are from political prisoners. We should also do all we can to ensure that products from forced labor camps are not imported into the United States."
Japan. Falun Dafa practitioners participated in the 48th Hiroshima Flower Festival Parade and stage performances at the Peace Memorial Park and Peace Boulevard in the city of Hiroshima on May 3rd. This was the practitioners' 21st year participating in this event. This festival aims to promote world peace. It takes place during the Golden Week holiday. The celebration is usually held from May 3rd through May 5th and attracts more than 1.6 million visitors every year. The practitioners' stage performances included performances by the Tianguao Marching Band and the Falun Gong Waist Drum Team. They also demonstrated the 5 Dafa exercises. Immediately after the stage performances, Falun Gong practitioners took part in the parade. This year, 7,800 people from 77 groups participated. Both sides of Peace Boulevard were packed with local and foreign spectators. According to statistics from the organizing committee, the number of visitors on May 3rd reached 677,000.
The Netherlands. Every year on April 27th, the country of the Netherlands celebrates King's Day, the official birthday of the king, currently Willem Alexander. The entire country takes a day off to celebrate with parties, street markets, and exhibitions. Falun Dafa practitioners set up an information display the day before in the square in front of the Rijksmuseum in Amsterdam and demonstrated the Falun Dafa exercises. Many people were shocked to learn about the persecution, including the forced organ harvesting. They signed a petition calling for an end to the persecution. Around 270 people signed the petition that day.
USA. The Shenandoah Apple Blossom Festival Parade took place in the city of Winchester, Virginia on May 3rd. Falun Dafa practitioners' float and waist drum team performance added to the community festivities. The festival, having been celebrated for 98 years, is considered to be one of the most important parade celebrations in the U.S. It draws celebrities and tourists from all over the country. Fox 5, Washington, D.C., streamed live coverage of the parade. The MC team introduced Falun Dafa when the practitioners marched past the viewing stage. The female MC added the observation, "So calming." The male MC concluded, "The banner says it all, doesn't it? The world needs truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance."
Saipan, the Art of Jin Shan Ren exhibition, and the Falun Dafa Association were invited to participate in the 44th annual Flame Tree Arts Festival on the Marina Island of Saipan from April 25th to April 27th. The festival coincides with the blooming of the phoenix trees, thus its name. People visiting the Garapan fishing base for the festival enjoyed food, fine art, handicrafts, local traditional dances, songs, and instrumental performances. The paintings in the Art of Jin Shan Ren exhibition were created by artists who practice Falun Gong. They are meant to demonstrate divine greatness and grace, show righteous faith, and inspire good thoughts. A young Falun Gong practitioner gave an instrumental performance at the booth and played the song "The Fa Rectifies the Heaven and Earth" on a Chinese cucurbit flute, a traditional type of flute made from a gourd called hulu si. Audiences appreciated the performance and took photos. A festival attendee named Bev found the art collection, especially the painting "The Buddha's Grace," very impressive. She said, "Please continue to share this magnificent work with the world."
USA. Practitioners introduced Falun Dafa at the annual St. Louis Earth Day Festival in Forest Park, Missouri, on April 26th and 27th. Many people were drawn to the soothing music as practitioners demonstrated the exercises. When attendees learned of the core teachings of the practice, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, one person said, "These are exactly what we need today." Another said, "It would be a better world if everyone followed these principles." Many booth visitors expressed great concern about the persecution of Falun Dafa practitioners in China. Several people said they would join the group exercises in the park on weekends.
Australia. The annual Bendigo Easter Fair Parade took place in Australia on April 20th. The historic event originated in 1817 and is one of the oldest community fairs in the country. The celebration lasts 4 days over the Easter weekend, and the Falun Dafa group garnered much attention in the parade. City of Bendigo Mayor Andrea Metcalf said that the team was spectacular. The parade draws many families from Melbourne and surrounding cities, as well as overseas tourists, every year. Celebration coordinator Mr. Be is familiar with each group. He said that this year there are 50 groups participating in the parade, and the entire Easter celebration attracts about 60,000 spectators. He said to the participating Falun Dafa practitioners, "I'm sure the general public appreciates you. Every year they see your entry and see that there's a lot of love in it."
Germany. Falun Gong practitioners held an event in front of the University of Freiburg on April 26th. They introduced Falun Gong and condemned the CCP's persecution. Many people signed a petition calling for an end to the CCP's persecution. A Chinese youth took some time to view the display boards. He said that he was a student in Germany. He was stunned to see the Falun Gong banners on the street because the topics on them are banned in China. He agreed to quit the CCP and its affiliated organizations with an alias. On May 2nd, Falun Dafa practitioners demonstrated the exercises and introduced the spiritual practice to residents in the town of Seeburg, Germany. After being told that practitioners in China are brutally persecuted by the Chinese Communist Party, they signed a petition and condemned the CCP.
Worldwide, the New York-based Shen Yun Performing Arts presented 78 performances in the Americas, Asia, and Europe during the second half of April. Audiences across the globe offered enthusiastic praise. Government advisor in Argentina, Sergio Arriba, saw Shen Yun in Buenos Aires on April 24th. He said, "It touches the soul of life." Lennart Eriksson, co-founder of a Swedish health consulting company, saw Shen Yun in Linköping, Sweden on April 23rd. He said, "I was deeply moved. When I watched the show, I felt as if everything came from heavens, emitting the light of warmth and kindness. I saw compassion triumphing over hatred. One day, kindness will prevail." School counselor Isabel Vigory saw Shen Yun in Paris, France on April 16th and called it magnificent. The arrival of the creator in the finale was very meaningful for her. She shared, "This is someone who is going to come and save the world, who is there to give all the benevolence, all that he can bring and make people change. I felt he was there, he was beaming." The following are selected cases of persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. After serving 3 prison terms and a forced labor camp term for a total of 8 years and 2 months for his faith in Falun Gong, a Chongqing resident passed away on April 19, 2025. He was 73 years old. Mr. Dai Xuanming became critically ill about 10 days after he was admitted to prison in 2023 to serve a 2.5-year term. He developed diabetes and was forced to receive unknown injections. He continued to struggle with poor health after being released from prison last year and passed away months later. Prior to his latest arrest and sentencing, both Mr. Dai and his wife had been arrested, harassed, and had their homes ransacked repeatedly for their faith in Falun Gong. Mr. Dai always held firm to his faith when targeted by the authorities.
A 71-year-old Chongqing resident was brutally tortured and fell into a critical condition while jailed for his faith in Falun Gong. He was taken to the hospital for treatment, only to die there on April 17, 2025. Due to strict information censorship and the cover-up of the persecution of Falun Gong by the Chinese Communist regime, it's not clear when Mr. Tong Fanhua was arrested. Likely it was late 2021 or early 2022, or when he was sentenced. It was reported that he was serving a prison term of either 4 or 4.5 years and was expected to finish serving his term sometime in 2025. Mr. Tong, the owner of a furniture store, had been repeatedly targeted since the onset of the persecution in 1999. He had previously served 2 prison terms for a total of 5 years.
11 residents of Henyang City in Hunan Province stood trial in April for practicing Falun Gong. Only 2 family members of each practitioner were allowed to attend the trial. Some practitioners were represented by court-appointed lawyers. Other details of the hearing are unknown. Beginning in June 2022, Mr. Dong Kunhe, his wife Ms. Jiang Jen, Mr. Zhou Zijian, Ms. Ying Chaochun, Ms. Fu Huilian, and Mr. Chao Chenhui worked together to produce audio and video files to submit to Zhengjing.org, a website run by Falun Gong practitioners outside of China. The six practitioners used instant messaging apps, including Signal, Telegram, and SafeChat, to communicate with each other, which eventually caught the authorities' attention. In September last year, six of the practitioners were charged for organizing production of illegal videos. The other five practitioners were charged for having contact with the first six practitioners.
A 52-year-old woman in Meizhou City, Guangdong Province, was sentenced to 5 years and fined 80,000 yuan in early April 2025 for practicing Falun Gong. Ms. Fu Zubing was arrested in September as soon as she stepped outside her apartment building and taken to a detention center. This is not the first time Ms. Fu has been targeted for her faith. She was previously arrested in 2005, 2008, 2010, 2012, and in 2014, when she was sentenced to 7 years in prison. There, she endured horrific abuse. After her release in 2020, she was frequently harassed by the police. Her home was ransacked numerous times and her belongings were confiscated. In addition to being arrested and incarcerated, Ms. Fu was also repeatedly fined for not calling her supervisor at the Bank of China Meizhou City Division to report her whereabouts at night or on holidays, a tactic the authorities used to prevent her from going out to distribute Falun Gong materials.
U.S. House of Representatives passes Falun Gong Protect Act and Stop Forced Organ Harvesting Act. The U.S. House of Representatives unanimously passed the Falun Gong Protection Act on May 5th. The bill was sponsored by Republican Congressman Scott Perry of Pennsylvania. Representative Perry proposed the Falun Gong Protection Act during the previous Congress, and the House of Representatives passed it in June of 2024. But the bill did not also clear the Senate, which is necessary for it to be presented to the president to sign into law. Congressman Perry said, "This bill imposes sanctions on those who participate in or facilitate forced organ harvesting in China. It directs the Secretary of State to investigate whether the CCP's actions constitute crimes against humanity or genocide, and report on China's organ transplant policies." It also establishes U.S. policy to reject any cooperation with the PRC's illicit organ transplant industry while the CCP remains in power. He continued, "This bill paves the way for accountability, sanctions, and punishment, and acknowledgement of those complicit in these atrocities. The United States cannot continue to stand idly by. Taking another legislative stand against the ongoing atrocities 2 days later, on May 7th, the U.S. House of Representatives passed the Stop Forced Organ Harvesting Act of 2025 with an overwhelming majority of 406-1. This legislation was introduced in the House by Representative Chris Smith to end forced organ harvesting and trafficking. He spoke at a press conference on May 7th and explained, "These crimes against humanity are unimaginably cruel and painful. Between 2 to 6 internal organs per victim are extracted. It is murder masquerading as medicine. To combat these heinous, inhumane, ever-expanding practices, the Stop Forced Organ Harvesting Act of 2025 amends the Foreign Assistant Act of 1961 to require the imposition of serious sanctions on any person the president determines funds, sponsors, or otherwise facilitates forced organ harvesting or trafficking for purposes of removal of organs." The congressman continued, "We must act, and we must act decisively. This bill requires comprehensive reports on forced organ harvesting and trafficking in persons for purposes of the removal of organs in foreign countries, including and especially in China. It also requires civil penalties up to $250,000 and criminal penalties, including a fine of up to $1 million, and imprisonment for not more than 20 years, or both. and imposes sanctions including blocking and prohibiting all transactions in property and interests in property. It also renders such persons inadmissible to the U.S. and ineligible for a visa. Representative Smith addressed Falun Gong practitioners during the May 7th interview and said, "Thank you for your perseverance, especially in light of the severe repression by the Chinese Communist Party. We stand in solidarity with your right to practice how you see fit, and I applaud you for your tolerance and for your goodness."
Organ harvesting documentary exposes crimes against humanity. The award-winning documentary, State Organs, was screened at the Shad Bolt Center for the Arts in Barnaby, Canada on April 27th. Esteemed human rights lawyer David Mattis attended the event and participated in a Q&A session along with the filmmakers after seeing the screening. Peabody Award winner Raymond Zhang directed the documentary that took 7 years to make. Speaking about why he made the film, Raymond said that in 2016, he interviewed Zhang Ji, a former intern doctor at the Shenyang Army General Hospital in China. He said the interview was very difficult. On the first day, Zhang, who witnessed forced organ harvesting, broke down emotionally several times. Raymond recalled he rushed to the bathroom, turned on the faucet, and cried for a very long time. The next day, I continued the interview. After we finished, Zhang had tears in his eyes and said, "You don't know that I used to live in constant fear every day, like someone was always chasing me. I had frequent nightmares. But after this interview, it feels like a huge weight was lifted. It was as if my life had been saved." This deeply moved Raymond and strengthened his decision to make a film that would expose these crimes. Film producer Cindy Song said, "Over the past 20 years during the CCP's persecution of Falun Gong, many doctors were trained to do terrible things. When doctors carry out these acts without any guilt, they've already become like monsters. In this kind of situation, no one is truly safe." During the Q&A session, David Mattis shared with the audience that in 2006, after the news broke about forced organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners in Sujiadan, Shenyang, he and David Kilgore, former Canadian Secretary of State for Asia and the Pacific, were invited to conduct an independent investigation. He said their investigation discovered that forced organ harvesting sanctioned by the CCP had been happening since 2000, and there was overwhelming evidence. The main victims were Falun Gong practitioners, with smaller numbers of Uyghurs from Xinjiang House Church members and others. In the course of their investigation, they hired investigators to call hospitals directly. Shockingly, some doctors openly said that the organs came from Falun Gong practitioners and could be made available quickly. Meanwhile, the Chinese government strongly denied everything and blocked or delayed international investigators from visiting, clearly trying to hide the truth and destroy evidence. Director Raymond said, "After World War II, people kept saying, 'Never again,' but it's happening again, and it's still going on now." He encouraged everyone to take even small actions, such as sharing what they saw and heard in the film with friends, family, and government officials. He added, "Together, we can help change China and make the world safer and more peaceful." State Organs was also screened at George Washington University in Washington, D.C. on April 23rd. After the show, Falun Gong practitioner Cheng Piming displayed the 13.8-inch scar on his body that was caused by having a part of his liver and lung removed while he was imprisoned as a prisoner of conscience in China. He said to those who watched the film, "I thank the U.S. government and Robert Destro, former Assistant Secretary of State for Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor, for bringing me to America. I went through 9 medical examinations and it was discovered that my liver as well as lung were partially removed without my consent. He's the only known living organ donor and narrowly escaped before another such surgery was to be performed on him. Many people expressed shock and outrage when they learned of this heinous state-sanctioned crime.
Global celebration of World Falandafa Day. Falandafa practitioners and supporters of the practice from around the world celebrate World Falandafa Day on May 13th every year. 2025 marks the 33rd anniversary of the practice's public introduction. The date also coincides with the birthday of Falandafa's founder, Master Li Hongzhi. Numerous events to commemorate the happy occasions and to share the practice far and wide have taken place thus far in May. In USA, practitioners held a grand parade in San Francisco, California on Saturday, May 3rd. Oregon Governor Tina Kotek issued a proclamation and named May 13, 2025 as Falandafa Day in Oregon. She encouraged Oregon citizens to participate in the celebration and promote the universal principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. A celebratory event took place at the National Mall in Washington, D.C. on May 3rd. Governor Wes Moore of Maryland, a state adjacent to the U.S. Capitol in Washington, issued a citation to congratulate the 26th World Falandafa Day. Practitioners in New England held activities in the Boston Commons in the state of Massachusetts on May 4th. They gave performances and set up banners, lotus flowers, and a display of art from the Art of Jin Shanrin exhibition. Many people stopped and learned about Falandafa. Practitioners in Las Vegas, Nevada held an event at the Exploration Peak Park on May 3rd. They demonstrated the exercises and told people about Falandafa. The Baltimore County Government of Maryland announced on its website that May 13th this year is designated as World Falandafa Day. In New Zealand, practitioners celebrated World Falandafa Day by holding an event at Hamilton Lake Domain Park on May 3rd. Hamilton Mayor Paula Southgate and City Councilors Kesh Naiduroff and Maxine Van Osteen sent emails in advance to express their congratulations on World Falandafa Day and the celebrations in Hamilton. In Germany, practitioners held an event in the city of Frankfurt on May 3rd. They demonstrated the exercises, told people about the persecution in China, distributed flyers, and performed traditional Chinese dragon dances and waist drums. Elected officials expressed support during the festivities. In Canada, Alex Nuttall, the mayor of Barrie, announced that May 13, 2025, has been declared Falandafa Day in Barrie. Mayor Nuttall and city councilors, along with Falandafa practitioners, raised a Falandafa flag in front of the city hall and exclaimed Falandafa is good in unison. Congratulatory letters from additional government officials highlighted Falandafa's outstanding virtues. Also in Canada, practitioners held a rally and parade in Vancouver's city center on May 3rd. Many local residents and tourists praised the events. In Taiwan, practitioners lined up behind a banner at Chai Yu Zhong Elementary School in Taichung City that read, "Wishing revered master a happy birthday." They pressed their hands together in a gesture of respect and had a photo and video taken to convey birthday wishes to Master Li. Practitioners in southern Taiwan held a parade in the city of Tainan on May 3rd. Their parade was led by a large and eye-catching banner that conveyed the message, "Celebrate May 13th, World Falandafa Day." It was followed by the Tianguo Marching Band, a Celestial Maiden team, a Falandafa exercise team, a waist drum team, and a flag team. The majestic drums and bright colors drew people to stop and watch. Many used their phones to photograph or video record the parade. Jubilant activities such as these are still taking place around the world. Countless celebratory cards and expressions of gratitude are continuing to be received by the Minghui website for Teacher Li from China and far beyond as the happy occasion draws near.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China, and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.